Lecture 11, The First Americans.
And now we come to one of the greatest controversies in all of human prehistory, the first settlement of the Americas. In the last lecture, we ended up very briefly in Siberia, in a crucible from which the first settlement of America stemmed. In this lecture, I'm going to examine this controversy from various angles. I'm going to begin by outlining the fundamental questions, and then I'll describe the two competing hypotheses for first settlement, very early or much later. Next, we'll analyze the evidence for very early settlement and conclude that the earliest well-documented site dates to about 14,000 years ago, immediately after the end of the Ice Age, which ended in 15,000 years. The third part of the lecture describes the lost continent of Beringia, the Bering land bridge which joined Alaska and Siberia during the Ice Age. And we'll look briefly at the biological and linguistic evidence that derives Native American ancestry from northeastern Asia. And from there, we'll move on to a discussion of the archaeological evidence from Alaska and discuss the routes southwards into the heart of North America by which the first Americans must have traveled into this virgin continent. And finally, we'll survey the limited evidence for human settlement around 14,000 years ago and the short-lived Clovis tradition, which began about 13,700 years ago and lasted for only 300 years. So our compass chronologically here, again, is relatively short, from the end of the Ice Age, or maybe somewhat earlier, 15,000 years ago, up to about 12,000. The first human settlement of the Americas is, as I've said, one of the great controversies of prehistory. There's something magical to scientists about having discovered the first, the best, but particularly the first. And, as we've said repeatedly in this course, the Americas were uninhabited by human beings until relatively late in prehistory. Why? They were far from the major centers of early human evolution in Africa and Asia. Also, they were in the far north. The only access was in the far north, across from Siberia to Alaska, because at this early time, people did not have the ability to cross oceans on boats. The debates surround the routes, the age of first settlement, and the nature of the very first people, what their lifeway was like, and so on. Unfortunately, the debate is hampered by a lack of solid archaeological data. Unfortunately, also, there is a great deal of passion, and people adhere to a particular viewpoint and will not change it even in the face of firm evidence that it is wrong. This is, in short, a firestorm of competing views and a ferocious argument. We navigate through this at our peril, and with great care. So the position I take here is going to be somewhat conservative, for obvious reasons, because what we're concerned with here are baselines of research, rather than out there very controversial theories. One thing at the beginning that everybody agrees, that is that no archaic humans, no early Homo sapiens, no Homo erectus, no Neanderthals ever set foot in the New World. The Americas were first settled by anatomically modern humans, Homo sapiens sapiens. There is also general agreement that first settlement came from Northeast Asia by way of the Bering Strait, either by sea or land, because the Bering Strait was dry land for much of the late Ice Age, after 100,000 years ago. Why? Because we know that sea levels were at least 300 foot lower during the late Ice Age than they are today. Why Northeast Asia? Simply the logic of geography, because this is where America and Siberia are closest. Any other way would involve a lengthy journey over open water.